A high rate of Native Americans suffer from diabetes and obesity. It's commonly believed that the European diet of processed grains, processed sugar, and fatty foods has contributed to the health problems. So some tribal members are looking at a traditional diet of fish and game and the kinds of agriculture practiced by their forebearers. The idea is that traditional foods might be more healthy for Native Americans. But it's become clear that some of those foods, particularly fish, are contaminated by pollutants. PCBs and methylmercury have been found in certain fish. Studies show those chemicals can cause permanent health problems. Tribes have issued advisories, but some tribal leaders are reluctant to discourage people from eating fish, even if it is contaminated. John Purcell works for the Minnesota Chippewa tribe. The tribe has issued advisories about mercury in fish, but Purcell says there's a balance that has to be considered.
We have to be careful that we aren't advising people, tribal members, if we say don't eat fish of a certain size or from certain lakes, that we're relatively certain that what they're going to replace that protein source with is not going to be more detrimental to their health, and that's the big concern.
Purcell says, for example, his tribe is very concerned about dioxins. The tribe believes that dioxins are responsible for a higher rate of cancer and other problems. And dioxins might be present in the foods people in the tribe would eat instead of fish.
We also know from the draft documents that the federal government has issued on dioxins that dioxins exist in fairly large quantities in such fatty foods as hamburger and cheeses. These are foods that are found routinely in reservation commodity outlets.
So if it's a matter of trading one kind of contamination for another, the logic goes, might as well eat the healthier food, fish. But the different tribes have different concerns, and no one likes the idea of consuming contaminated foods of any kind. So there's a lot of confusion about the best route to take dealing with the health problems among Native Americans. Corey Grutch is an environmental biologist with the Great Lakes Indian Fish and Wildlife Commission. He says as interest in traditional foods builds, his agency is being asked for answers.
They have questions about industrial pollution and their impacts on traditional foods. And, you know, the balance between risks of consuming that food and the benefits of consuming it.
Grutch says the commission is looking for funding to study ways to reduce the risk of consuming contaminants. For example, one study tried to determine what size and where to catch walleye with lower levels of mercury. He says more studies like that need to be conducted so Native Americans can avoid the contaminants that might be present in traditional foods.
And then definitely point to situations where there is not concern. So people can clear their mind of these, if they have concerns, and they seem to, about industrial pollution such as methylmercury in fish. Clear their mind of that and go back to a more traditional diet and eat in a more natural, traditional way.
Even those who are responsible for bringing the advisories on contaminants in fish to the members of the tribe are hesitant. Maria Mabee is with the Seneca Nation in New York. She's an environmental activist and concerned about the effects of contaminants on health. At the same time, she says, there's a limit to what she'll recommend.
You know, I can't tell people to stop using fish for ceremonies. I just can't do it. I won't do it. I just, you know, I tell them about the risk. You know, I tell them what I know, and I tell them to make the best decisions for themselves.
The tribes stress that the health benefits of fish should not be ignored. For many tribes, fish is a staple. The question to answer, they say, is if you don't eat fish because of the risk of contamination from pollution, will the food you eat instead be any more safe? For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, this is Lester Graham.